This morning, we're going to take a journey all the way out to Big Bend. And we've taken a journey with this group once before to Enchanted Rock, but this time Montopolis is going to travel all the way to West Texas. So Justin Sherburne, who's the honcho of the outfit, is going to fill us in on what's going on.
Well, much like Enchanted Rock, this is a multimedia event featuring the music, obviously, but also interviews and video. I'm working with this fellow named David Barrow, who went out to Big Bend for a few weeks in the spring and spent the time taking a beautiful time-lapse video of the flora and the fauna and the night sky and of jackrabbits and lizards and birds and all those things. And that will be our backdrop to the performance. And we interviewed scientists and poets and just people passionate about the place. And those are interspersed throughout the show between songs.
Well, it's a destination for many people for many reasons. To see UFOs, to just gaze at the stars, because there are more stars out there than you'll ever find anywhere. And there's, as you said, the wildlife, the flora and the fauna. Even in the summer, there's interesting things to see out there. So we're going to have music as well as all of this information. And so it sounds really, really like a must for anybody who's even halfway considering going out to Big Bend. So let's hear a sample of what you have today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
to say right off the bat that this is my kind of music. I just love it. And it's the band Montopolis. And tell us who is in Montopolis this morning. Who are some of these gentlemen and ladies?
I'm a huge fan of this band.
Yep, I figure you are.
We have my good friend and colleague, Sweet Gary Newcomb, on the pedal steel.
Making all of those wonderful bending around sounds.
It's the Telecaster.
Wonderful.
We have Andy Bodwin on the drums, Michael Sinclair on bass, Lee Mahoney on violin, Alejandro Duque on viola, Sarah Nelson on cello.
With her outstanding red hair. You can spot her with the Austin Symphony virtually any time. Look for the red hair and the cello. And it's a sort of red-headed cello, too. Yep. Okay, now, that we should have told people before we played that song that it's called Terlingua.
Indeed.
And now, Terlingua is one of those places along the Rio Grande River. Isn't that where it is?
It's right next to Big Bend.
Right.
It's not exactly on the river, but
it's close by.
It's very close.
Right.
Yeah.
And lots of songs written about Terlingua.
Lots of songs, and lots of musicians go out there and play at the Starlight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? The Starlight? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that song is just beautiful. I'll play that one again and again and again. I just loved it. So what else are we going to hear today? Oh, wait. We got to do the where and when and all this stuff.
This will be at the Stateside at the Paramount mm-hmm. Theater, which is very excited about being at this very nice venue.
Right.
And it'll be on July 20, Friday, July 20. And tickets are selling well, so I would encourage people to get their tickets in advance.
Don't wait, or you'll be too late.
Yeah.
So get your tickets at Stateside Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a website you should go to?
They do, the Paramount Theater website.
Right.
And
Austin Theater Alliance.
Austin Theater, that's right.
So play on.
Sure. There's a few, we have some lovely poems and some historical accounts. We have astronomers and geologists describing the region. We have a lovely poem by the poet Naomi Shahib Nye,
mm-hmm.
who's allowed us to use one of her poems, and that poem is read by Alice Spencer. So it's very lovely. And we also have a few historical accounts. And this song is responding to the accounts of the Kilpatrick train robbery. It's a train robbery that happened out of Dryden, outside of Dryden. And I can't remember the exact year, but there's a story.
Somewhere
that goes,
in the 1800s or early 1900s?
Actually, early 1900s,
right.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But this is sort of a response to a train robbery story.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little more violent than the last one.
Okay, we'll be ready. Thank you. Another excellent piece performed for you by Montopolis. And Montopolis is a band led by Justin Sherburn at the piano. And there's going to be a performance called The Legend of Big Bend with poetry readings and geologists telling you the story of the history of the Big Bend area and all sorts of interesting things about Big Bend. So if you're in the least interested in Big Bend, and you should be because it's right here in Texas, and it's a pretty good drive, like it's probably a 12 or 15 hour drive out there, something like that, isn't it? You don't have to go all the way out there to experience Big Bend because you can go to the Stateside Theater on July the 20th and experience all of this stuff that's put together by Montopolis and others, and Justin Sherburn is here to tell you more about it. So speak on. What else do we expect?
Hopefully it inspires people not just to come to the show, but to go out to Big Bend and experience it for themselves. It's been really amazing. We've interviewed all these people, but we also just talked to people who have just been out there and had crazy, experiences on their own. One of my favorites is Ethan Azarian,
a crazy experience.
Yes, he told me about his experience basically being stalked by two mountain lions.
What?
Yeah,
he was a few miles away
from his camp, and he was noticed these mountain lions following him, and then the sun went down, and he was by himself. And he had about a mile hike back to his campsite in the dark, being followed by mountain lions, and could hear them outside of his tent all night.
Oh, my word.
And was basically just waiting for them to attack.
So
it's a bit of a harrowing story, but I love it so much because he tells it with his, standard comedy.
Is he going to be there to tell the tale?
Well, no, I recorded him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
So I record people
right.
And then play it back.
I see. Yeah, well, that should be a treat.
That's one of the funnier moments. And then this next song is, we did a few of the interviews in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And this fellow Juan, I think his last name is Cusperina. He told the story, just to simply describe driving around that area at night,
mm-hmm.
and how desolate it is and how sparsely populated, there's no one around, and how it felt like driving on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And so made this analogy to space, and so we kind of went a little sci-fi with this
one. Wow. You know, one thing that I noticed when I was hanging out at Marfa, even when there's no moon, if there's the stars out, you can still see there is such a thing as starlight. You actually experience the stars do light up the ground a little bit, but enough to see.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so carry on. This one is called what?
Currently, this one is called Luna, but it's a pretty generic title. So we were hoping that you might help us. And give this a title.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
It's a brand new song. We haven't played it out
before.
So have a listen. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
Okay.
I know I like it.
Thank you.
Montopoulos, performing in KUTX's Studio 1A live for you. And in this incarnation, they are Justin Sherburn and our pedal steel guy, and also his guitar steel. He's a stand-up steel guy there. And his name is Gary Newcomb. And Michael St. Clair is our bassist and trombonist. And our drummer is Mr. Baudouin, Andy Baudouin. Baudouin. And Lee Mahoney is on the violin, along with Sarah Nelson on the cello and Alejandro Duque on the viola. And together they are Montopoulos. And you'll be able to hear them on the 20th of July at 8 o'clock at the Stateside Theater. MontopoulosMusic.com for information and tickets. And now, as far as the name of that piece you just heard, I think I'm supposed to name it or something, but so you said it's going by Luna right now. What came to mind for me was, like, at first with that da 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 da, that sort of sounded like the twinkling stars we were talking about, but then the boom, Andy came in with those big drum beats, and that sounded like, boy, this is serious. So then I started seeing this, like, when you're out there in Big Bend and you're, like, at the down by the river and you're looking up, there are some fabulous sights that you can see of giant formations of rocks and things. Do you remember what any of those formations are called?
Well, there's so many. You know, I mean, the mountain range is the Chisos.
Right.
And then you have...
Is there, like, El Capitan, is that out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And well, the Santa Elena Canyon?
Then call it El Capitan.
Yeah. Sure.
Why not? Or Big Bend.
I like it. Okay. I like it.
I mean, because it's got a forcefulness to it. It's got a real presence, you know. So
I like it.
Okay. Or change your mind anytime you want. But, like, you know.
I wanted to mention one last thing.
Yes, please.
We have a sponsor this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Earth Provision Company.
Wonderful.
Is our sponsor.
Perfect fit, too.
As well as Patagonia.
Wow.
Yeah, and they are both giving us these goods to raffle off, and Whole Earth has been so generous as to give us a $10 gift certificate. For every ticket purchased,
wow,
you get a $10 gift certificate to Whole Earth Provision Company.
Well, by all means, you must get your tickets.
Yeah, and then if you get advanced tickets, you're entered to win camping gear from Patagonia and a bunch of stuff from Whole Earth as well.
Go to the website right now. Do not wait. Austin Theater for your tickets, and it's a Stateside Theater, which is combined with the Paramount under the umbrella of Austin Theater Alliance or something like that. And so thank you all so much for coming in. It's always a delight to see all these wonderful faces and to hear the fabulous music that you've created for us. New things you've never heard before, created by Montopoulos. And I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclecticos, and thanks to our wonderful engineer Jake Perlman for making it sound so beautiful. This is KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.